The point of this podcast was we were initially going to have it to where a bunch of techies were going to sit around, have drinks, and we were just going to talk tech, right? Like, techs and drink, basically, is what we're going to do. Gabby, in her magnificence, she decides, well, nope, we're not going to have drinks. We're going to go get ice cream. I'm on a weight loss journey. She's like, nope, you're going to go eat some ice cream. So we go get ice cream, and now this podcast turns into techs and ice cream. Whatever. Anyway, so...
Hey, that's a good combination.
Hey, hold on, time out. That's copyright. Don't start. That's my stuff. That's my IP, so don't you take it.
A podcast for entrepreneurs, startups, and small businesses. On today's show, we talk to Gabby Ariza, founder of Haitian Common Space.
I'm joined today by the founder of Haitian Common Space, Miss Gabby Ariza. How you doing, Gabby?
Good. How are you?
You want to just get off your phone and like talk to me? Or
no. I want to record this.
Hey, so this is our very first show, so we're going to make a lot of mistakes and we're going to get messy, but we're going to have some fun. One of the things that we wanted to do with TechPass is we wanted to bring economic opportunity and startup resources to companies that have a social impact and, you know, want to do good things. And so obviously Haitian Common Space fits that bill. So we've been working with you. Tell us a little bit about Haitian Common Space. Like, how did that even come about, and what do you ultimately want to accomplish with it?
So I was interviewed by CNBC recently, and one of the questions that they had for me was why I wanted to retire by 55. And I told them that I wanted to start a tech center. And then I kind of thought about that for a moment. And I'm like, why am I waiting till I'm 55? I might as well start doing it now. So I decided to just start. And this happened a few months back. So the Haitian Common Space is pretty much supposed to be a co-working space, but also a learning environment for 15 to 19 year olds. To be able to train people, especially in Haiti, to have the opportunity to work in cybersecurity, that would be a great advantage for them.
So then I guess why Haiti? Like, what was the, like, how did you land on that as the location you wanted to open up your tech center?
So first, because Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
Really? Wow.
Yes. And it's easier for me to access to because I can easily travel there, and the time difference is very similar to here. So that gives me an advantage to kind of schedule the classes and be able to work with the students remotely. And then the other reason is because I have a few friends who live in Haiti, and so they've helped me kind of pave the way to build this tech space. So one of my friends, he's actually very connected with the youth, and he knows a lot of the leaders in his community. So he has kind of been building bridges for me while I'm over here in the U.S.
Right. And then, I mean, have you been down there recently, or is it something that you plan to do here soon?
I'm looking to actually go in February. So I'm planning a trip with the CEO of the basketball team in Haiti. And
Let's back up. The CEO of the basketball team in Haiti? How did you guys meet?
Actually, my friend who lives Haiti, Wendy, he went to school with him. And so when I was in Fort Worth last month, we decided to connect. And so from there, he started helping me out, and he said that he's going in February. So we're trying to plan that trip.
Because, I mean, if you got plugs like that to go to like basketball games, I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't go with you, but I'm certainly not saying that if you invited me, I would say no. But I guess that's an interesting juxtaposition, working with sort of a non-tech organization on getting some sort of penetration with this tech center. Like, I'm guessing you've talked to them specifically about what you want to do with Haitian Common Space. I mean, have they given you any kind of feedback? Like, what's been the feedback in terms of the people you talked to about it?
Yeah, so Stefan has actually helped me kind of build out what we want to do with the tech center. So at first, I was just considering a learning environment, but he told me that there is a need for a lot of people who need technology and just to be able to access the internet. So sure. It would be great to have a co-working space, which would also profit the tech center.
And how is the internet down there in terms of connectivity? It's probably sparse, right?
Yeah. So in the larger cities, there's more internet connection there. But there's still a big issue with the price and the speed that you're going to get. So what I was looking at is 10 megabytes is going to be $350 a month. And it's definitely something that most people can't afford down there.
Right.
Especially since the average salary is $500 a month.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
So wow. So, okay. So the tech center would act not only as sort of a learning center, but also resources for those that have some sort of technical inclination and want to start a business, launch a business. Like, are you taking it into that realm, or is this just education focused?
No, it is for people who are trying to continue their business and also open up their own business. One of the issues that's going on is that there's a lot of accountants and finance people who need the internet to be able to just work on spreadsheets and stuff, because a lot of it is done on paper right now.
Wow.
So to be able to facilitate that into this tech center, like, that would be a great opportunity for them to have all those records online.
So this is an opportunity for anyone that wants to connect to the greater world outside of Haiti to be able to leverage and use and get resources from.
Yes, that is correct.
Wow. Obviously, you know, you've been working with myself and my partner, Jerome, with TechPass. What type of support, what type of feedback have you been getting from those that are in the States that you talk to about your initiative in Haiti?
Well, I think starting with you guys, I mean, the support that I've received from you guys has really motivated me to keep continuing this project, just because I didn't know where to start, and I feel like you guys led the way in which I needed to go.
Well, so, I don't know about that, but I'll take credit if you're going to give it to me. But.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I really appreciate just this networking opportunity.
Sure.
And I've received like other great feedback as well. Actually, I went to the Forbes 30 Under 30 Summit last week.
Well, name drop. Sorry, I'm gonna do it every time. You better be used to it. I'm gonna do it every time.
And there I met one of the guys who has his own cybersecurity company.
Nice.
And he provided me a bunch of information, a bunch of books for me to be able to give to my web developers, so that way they can keep learning and expanding knowledge, especially right now that.
So your web developers down in Haiti?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So you have a, wow, okay, so you have a team set up already?
Yes, I do.
Okay, nice.
So two of them right now are in school, but they will be done by next year.
Okay.
And then two of them are currently working.
Do you see it as a viable business model for you to act as an incubator for development talent in Haiti and then outsource it to America and other places?
I would love to do that, just because I don't think Haiti just has an education problem. I think they also have an issue with providing job opportunities, because there are a lot of people with great skill sets. I'm looking at my web developers right now, and some of them are struggling to find work.
So this opportunity would act as a conduit by which not only are they getting the educational services that will better them, but then also providing the actual jobs, the work that's actually going to make them some money.
Correct. I also believe in just
rainbows and butterflies and all that good stuff.
No, more terrible.
No,
more personal development. So
yeah.
Definitely as new tools come out, new technologies, I want them to be able to continue to learn, even if they're outside of the program.
These could even be like soft skills just to act in accordance with, you know, corporate America, stuff like that.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, cool. Like, in terms of milestones, where are you now?
Well, right now there's a political crisis going on in Haiti. So right now we are kind of at a standstill.
Okay.
We have the school right now, but we just can't do anything because the schools have been closed right now.
Right.
And pretty much I've been working on the back end, trying to connect with people, just trying to get, I don't know, more people involved, and just for people to be aware,
right,
that
okay,
we're doing
raise
this
awareness
type of thing. Yeah.
And then obviously, you know, raising awareness with the goal of being prepared for the sort of political situation to change, and then you can sort of hit the ground running with the actual tech center.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. So just a little bit of advice. Just don't go the route of WeWork. Don't WeWork your cold. Don't.
It's terrible.
Have you ever tried to do anything similar in the States, or has this just been something that you started and you just had this laser focus on Haiti?
So I decided to start the tech center in Haiti because I feel like in the US we have a lot of opportunities, even though there's still a struggle here. But I feel like in Haiti, it's an even harder struggle. So in Haiti, a lot of people are still unable to read and write, and public education is not free, and a lot of people can't afford education. So there's a lot of struggle with that. Also, some of the schools that are teaching technology classes are teaching them without internet and without computers. So seeing that struggle, I was like, this needs to change. We need to do something about it. And that's why I picked Haiti.
Until we met and, you know, you were able to enlighten us on the dire situation down there. Like, you know, these were things that hadn't even crossed my mind. I mean, just the idea that you're trying to teach a tech course and you can't even provide students with laptops. I mean, that's nuts. You know, like that to me, that seems like, OK, we can, you know, be doing something better. And so you've done a lot on your own with respect to, you know, growing your network and getting, you know, getting your cause some awareness. Like what were the actual, you know, when you sat down and you said, look, I'm going to start this, what were like some of the very first steps that you took?
I almost just jumped in here and I was just like, okay, let me figure out what I need to do, because I have no idea how to do a nonprofit or how to do a tech center or.
So Haiti, so just to jump in, Haiti Commons is a nonprofit organization.
It's something that we're working on right now.
Okay, got it.
And, so pretty much what I started doing was I just reached out to my friend Wendy and I'm like, hey, how can I do this? Can you just tell me what I need to
hey,
do?
Can you give me the blueprint for starting this economic reinvestment project that no one has ever done before? Can you just tell me how to do that?
Because I just...
Sorry.
That's the worst one.
No, it's not. That's, you don't think
that's
the best
so
laugh?
That's so bad.
That's a good laugh. Look, listen to it one more
no.
time. That's a great laugh. Like, that is an awesome
that's
laugh.
That's horrible.
So basically, you tell him this idea, and he doesn't immediately tell you, well, Gabby, you can't do this. Like, how do you think you can do this? He was just all aboard. Like, all right, let's do it. Let's go.
I mean, the way that he just supports me, it's like no other. And I don't think I would have even started this project if it wasn't for him, because he just got me all the connections. He found me the school and he's just finding all the information that I was missing. So I think we have a great partnership that he's just giving me the information and I've helped him out as well. And he, like I said, he just believes in me and he feels like I'm able to do as much as I can in Haiti. And I appreciate that from him.
Oh, my heart. My heart. No.
But the laugh.
No, we're not going to do laugh. Cause... Then let's go all the way back. Like, how did you get started with any of this? How did you get into programming? Like, how did you get into tech in general?
So when I was 10 years old, my dad was like, hey,
like 2 years ago.
No. So when I was 10, my dad was like, hey, you should do a summer camp for like tech classes. I'm like, OK, sure, whatever. And then I was thrown in this 1 week class and from there, I learned how to build websites. So from 10 years old, I just started building websites and it was just
nerd.
For fun. I didn't know it was nerdy. I was just like, this is so cool. So then when it came to college, I'm like, what should I do? What should I do? And then my parents were like, oh, just go into IT. I'm like, okay. So I went into programming and then started working, and then I went back to school, and then I met a professor that changed my whole entire life, and he pretty much woke me up to the cybersecurity world, And I'm like, you know what? I can have a job with purpose. So I'm going to go ahead and get into cybersecurity. And I pretty much just applied for a job and I just got in the door. And that's what I've been doing.
Working. So not just working in tech, but working in tech that sort of serves a larger cause or larger.
Yes, exactly. Okay. And dealing with the real world with the tech world is something that's so important for me. So before this job, I was working for one of the counties and we were doing all the elections and making sure that there was no voter fraud and protecting the votes. So it's something that affects real world issues.
Sure.
And it's great that technology is a part of that.
The thing, the adage that I hear a lot of cybersecurity professionals use, and I think, I don't know if you said this or who said this to me, but people love insurance when they need insurance, but they hate it when they don't need it.
Yeah.
But they need it, right? Like they need insurance. And so you don't want to be in a situation where you need something and you don't have it. And, you know, business, I talk to business owners all the time. Like, Brian, why do I have to spend, you know, that much money on infrastructure and firewalls and these type of things? I'm never going to get hacked. And 2 weeks later, okay, they got hacked. Now it's like you're dealing with $150,000, you know, $200,000 problem that you could have solved with $25,000 worth of effort and work, you know, prior. But you don't see the investment. You don't see the required need for the investment up front. Of course not. You know, you only see it when you need it. And so I guess it's important for people like you, you know, in your field to advocate for business owners like me, other, you know, other businesses out there of the need to invest in their cybersecurity and that type of thing.
Yeah.
If it was not for HCS, would that be what you would be doing right now? Like, you know, going back to the CNBC interview, if the Haiti thing wasn't a thing, would you just be a cybersecurity professional, just an advocate?
I think I would still try and find a way to help because I've always been somebody who feels like I need to give back. I think I've been blessed with so much that I think it's time for me to give an opportunity to somebody else. And I think for me to be handed the opportunity to learn code at such a young age, that's pretty much what I became over the years. And that's my passion. IT is my passion.
Obviously, Haitian Common Space, cybersecurity, you wear a lot of hats. Just like what drives you on a day-to-day basis? Like what right now is like your biggest, like, yo, I got to get up and go do this?
I think the people. Okay. I think the Haitian people, especially when there's a lot of issues going on down there and a lot of them don't see hope, especially with the political crisis going on.
Right.
And they don't have food. They're not having good health care, anything like that. So that's pretty much my motivation, because if I can go ahead and bring jobs there, then they can prosper.
No, that's great. I can't really add anything funny to that because that's a good message. So I don't want to like undercut
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, I like kill this stuff.
No. You didn't. You didn't kill it at all.
I know
it was great.
It's supposed to be fun with ice cream.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. So you literally have ice cream sitting there and it's melting.
I'm trying to eat it.
I'm super. Well, don't eat it while like we're on the air. Like we're doing. like people are in their car right now. They can't eat that ice cream. That's not going anywhere with them. And then you got your camera phone on me and I don't know what's going on.
Hey,
with that.
We have live people.
Yeah, that's wait. How many are there actual people like watching that right
now?
Yeah. See, now I feel bad because now I'm like I'm in a situation where hi guys, how you doing? I'm on random show. I told people that this podcast was going to be super messy, but now it's like extra messy. So now I just feel doubly bad because usually when you say something's going to be messy, it ain't really that messy. It's just like under promising and over delivering. Nope. We under promise and under deliver. No, but that's good though. So are you going to be doing any like public speaking? Are you going to be like getting any like public awareness by leveraging what you're doing in cybersecurity? Like, are you interested in doing any cybersecurity talks?
I am definitely looking into some cybersecurity talks. Right now, I took a look at the Haiti Tech Summit. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about doing that next year.
So they have a tech summit that happens in Haiti, or how does that work?
Yeah, it happens in Haiti. They bring in people from all over. So they bring in people from Google, Facebook, Airbnb, about like 100 different people just to speak about everything.
Wow.
Tech. Yeah.
And then like, how did you find out about that?
I just did a Google search.
Oh, okay. Very high tech there. I just Googled it. I just want to learn. Are there going to be any opportunities for you to go down there and speak and then eventually try to form some sort of partnership with those guys? Or how does that look like? Or what does that look like?
That's what I'm trying to do. But I'm actually trying to do that before I even get down there.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool. So trying to make the necessary connections prior to even going down there and doing anything.
Yeah, exactly. Because the summit isn't until summer. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to take advantage of right now and just trying to get things done.
But have you ever actually like spoken at a convention or anything or conference?
No, I haven't.
So this is.
So but this is gonna... I am dying to do it because okay. I have a lot to say.
No, you know. Gabby, let's say no. Are you just speaking on behalf of the HCS initiative, or are you talking cybersecurity? Or are those two, do those two things remain separate? Like, is this is just what you do for a living, and then the Haiti thing is what you want to do, you know, for, you know, that's just a passion project?
I mean, I think there is some kind of overlap because there is a cybersecurity course for HCS.
Okay.
But I still think it's really important to talk about cybersecurity, especially since it's a good field to go into. So I just want to bring awareness to that and just kind of talk about my own background working in the field and kind of like what we do.
How did we meet? Like, I want people to know, like, how we met. Like, I want to go through that whole process.
On Tinder.
'Cause I almost... That's not true. That's inaccurate. No, but seriously, like, so we go out to dinner and we're prepping for the podcast, and it literally, it was lost on me, like, how we actually met, because the person that I met the night we met, I thought was somebody completely different. I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't the same person. He's like, nope, this is the same person.
You know, I didn't really have any expectations because it was my first networking event of the year.
So it was a networking event?
Yes.
At a hotel, right?
Yes. Okay. Rooftop bar.
All right. Okay.
And?
Emphasis on bar.
Yes.
Okay. All right. No, go ahead. It's your story. Go ahead.
And I'm like, okay, let me just go in here. I have some business cards. Let me see who I can meet. Hopefully there's nobody crazy. And right. Then I met Brian. So I don't know. I think, how did we see each other? Kim.
Yes. Okay. So from what I remember, because I don't drink, so I was sober. There was a young lady there, and she was adamant about me meeting the cybersecurity professional. She kept saying, you got to meet her. What I did not realize, I'm thinking like I'm like just some special guy that she's like, oh, I got to meet this person. What I didn't realize, she was doing that to everybody. She's like, oh, you got to meet Gabby. You were like the bell of the ball or whatever you want to call it. Wait, is that politically correct? It's 2019. I don't want to get canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, if it's not, we'll pretend. We'll edit this out in post. And we really won't. We'll leave it all in. Kim was adamant about me meeting Gabby, the cybersecurity professional, and me coming to Chicago from Austin, having lived in Austin, Texas for about 8 years. Everyone is like a cybersecurity professional down in Austin. I was a cybersecurity professional in Austin, right? In terms of just my knowledge. Clearly I'm not, but I was interested in meeting you because the reputation sort of had preceded itself where she's like, hey, you got to meet this person, da da da. And the awesome thing about it is once we started talking, we both sort of came to the conclusion, because independently of Haitian Common Space, TechPass was already working on Cultural Skies, which is another Haiti focused initiative on tech. And so as you and I are starting to sort of talk about our backgrounds, I immediately identified a synergy there where, Oh man, she's doing something in Haiti. We're doing something in Haiti. Let's try to leverage each other's resources in so much as what can we do jointly that's going to truncate or shorten our time independently in terms of like getting both of our initiatives off the ground. Again, just a really random series of events that sort of led us to this mutual path, right?
Well, and it's funny because even the way we connected that night, I mean, we were just talking nonstop and people were trying to come in and talk and we're like,
we had this damn force field and we're like, nope, you're not getting past it. Like this, it's our little nerdy little spot in the room.
Yes.
You're not getting past it. And of course, my neck was killing me because you're like 2'3". That's neither here nor there. But no, I think it was dope. And you know, again, one of the things that we want to do with TechPass is we want to foster a culture and an ecosystem that sort of people can come and have an idea space and be able to speak to some of our goals and ambitions and then have someone say, oh, hey, I want to do something similar, or hey, I can help you do this because I have, you know, here's my skill set. How can I help you accomplish what you're looking to accomplish? I don't want to talk to you anymore because I don't have any more questions. So
I'm surprised you even had that many questions. I'm like, where are you pulling these out of?
No. But like on a serious tip, Gabby, like it's been awesome working with you, you know, last, you know, however many months or whatever it's been. Has it been months? I don't know. Weeks, whatever.
2 months, right?
Yeah, 2 months.
August?
Yeah. Coming
Did
up.
Did I meet you in August on Tinder? What?
Thank you for listening to the TechPass podcast. This is a podcast brought to you by the TechPass startup. I'm Brian Alvarez Bailey. That was Miss Gabby Ariza, and that was her terrible humor. But no, seriously, thank you, Gabby, for sitting in today. This was really fun. I want to do it again soon. Please be sure to... Does HCS have a website?
Yes, it does.
Okay. What's the website?
HaitianCommonSpace.org.
Boom. Look at that.
Yes.
I'm webbing it up for you.